USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump fulfilled a campaign promise by moving the American embassy to Jerusalem. This was the message that you heard repeated by all the speakers at the inauguration ceremony today for the new U.S. embassy in the Israeli capital. Senator Lindsey Graham was in Jerusalem, and he talked about why this is such a big deal for the Israeli people.
Of all the things President Trump could have done to tell Israel we had their back, making Jerusalem the capital is the strongest signal he could have sent. In 1995, we voted 95-3 to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel. Trump's the first president to actually make it happen by moving the embassy. It's an unequivocal statement in very difficult times.
First Lady Melania Trump underwent a procedure this morning to treat a kidney condition and will likely be hospitalized for the rest of the week. That's at least according to the White House. President Trump did head over to Walter Reed to visit his wife this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Analysts are reporting the largest increase in gasoline prices since Hurricane Harvey last year. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The national average has increased almost 7 cents over the past week. Patrick DeHaan is with Gas Buddy.
Well, nationally, the U.S. is looking at $2.87 for a gallon of gasoline. That's up close to 7 cents in the last week.
I'm John Clemens.
Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, who criticized Mylan for jacking up the price of its EpiPen allergy shot 2 years ago, today called on federal officials to help end what he called an urgent and alarming shortage of the life-saving device. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar explained what is being done between Mylan and the government.
So we're working with the manufacturer to make sure that consumers have ready information about where the product is available. Sometimes what happens is you have pockets where the product's available and some other product pockets in the distribution channel where there are shortages, and we're making sure patients have knowledge about where to go.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Today was the first day the U.S. Embassy officially opened in Jerusalem. President Donald Trump addressed the dedication ceremony via video.
Today we officially opened the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. Congratulations. It's been a long time coming. Almost immediately after declaring statehood in 1948, Israel designated the city of Jerusalem as its capital. The capital the Jewish people established in ancient times. So important. Today, Jerusalem is the seat of Israel's government. It is the home of the Israeli legislature and the Israeli Supreme Court and Israel's prime minister and president. Israel is a sovereign nation with the right, like every other sovereign nation, to determine its own capital. Yet for many years we failed to acknowledge the obvious, the plain reality that Israel's capital is Jerusalem. On December 6, 2017, at my direction, the United States finally and officially recognized Jerusalem as the true capital of Israel.
President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, also spoke from the event. And finally, on this day in history, back in 1804, explorer William Clark set off from St. Louis, Missouri. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.